You know, Nadine Tolstoy, when she was observing silence, she had an alphabet board of Baba, which had cracked in two and had been fixed at the back with a sticky, not a sticky tape, plaster tape. Kind of cloth, not masking tape
adhesive
either.
Adhesive tape, like from
like you do in medical yeah. things. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that was fixed. So she would use that, you see. And Irene Billow, the Swiss girl, uh-huh. she was given signs. Four of them, two mm-hmm. Indian, mm-hmm. Mansari, Carmen Massey,
Nadine,
and Irene Billow. So, we had, you have no idea, you would have thought it was so difficult for them, a whole year. But what about us? Nobody thought that it's very difficult to be with a few dumb people around. And you gotta look at them, because while they're talking with their hands, and you gotta look. And poor Rana would say, I sit next to Irene, and my coffee gets cold. My tea gets cold, you know? Yes, L, Y, because they were not doing Baba's fluent gestures. Mm. That is so natural. You don't have to be indoctrinated in that, you know. But she went A, B, C, D, C, like the Saji would do. Yeah. So one day, Mera could be like Baba, could be quite tricky sometimes. So we were in Quetta, and it was very cold, very, very cold. A pail of water that was left out had become ice on top in the morning. And we began thinking of Ahmednagar summers. Mm-hmm. We promised ourselves we would never complain, never complain of Ahmednagar summers, no matter how hot it was. This was so cold. And Baba, looking so bright and cheerful and happy. One morning, come on. He takes Mera, myself, and some of us in the courtyard to see the mast. Chati Baba was seated like this. He's a strong, heavy man. A beard, a little hair, his hair like that. And laughing, so happy. But what? We don't know. So happy. And Baba is so happy. He was always very happy with his mast when he was among them. So here was this pail of water. Probably the ice on the top had just been chucked out. I don't know. And Chati Baba was dunking a mug, a bathing mug, like a big cup, in the thing and pouring it over him. And so happy. And Baba said, look at him. Cold, heat, rain, dry, nothing affects him. That body is not slaves to one's needs and desires, you see. So, and every time he poured more, and we went, and he poured more and more and more. And so, it was difficult in Quetta because we didn't have regular bathrooms for washing and bathing. Not for every little need. I mean, the main things were there. So, outside in the grounds, there was a tap of water, a faucet, as you call it. So we would go each one with our toothbrushes and say, and open the tap. We spattered a bit, but we kept some block of wood somewhere there. And we'd brush our teeth quickly, wash our face, very fast before dinner. And we'd go. So while I was doing that one evening, I couldn't help looking. There on the veranda, a little distance away, was Irene. And as she herself said, she liked to talk, you know. She mm-hmm. was inclined to talk a little more. But even without talking, she could go on. And Mary was standing before her, and Irene was telling her to. And Mary was saying, ah, yes, yes. And I said, thank goodness it isn't me. So I quickly did whatever I could, and I thought I'd slip away. I was sure Mara hadn't seen me. But she had. So just as I was slipping that side away around the corner, she turns around and very sweetly calls out to me, oh, Mommy. Yes, Mara? Come over. you know, you can understand Irene's gestures so much better than I can. yes, Mary, let's try. Yes. Well, could you interpret for me? So I'm standing there. I didn't know what was happening, but Irene was telling Mara all about her family tree. Mara must have asked something, I don't know. But it was very sweet of her, but whatever it was, before I knew it, Mara had disappeared. And I was reading about the Uncle Frederick and the Aunt Georgina's, and at the end of it, a classmate came to an end. She said, "Please tell Mara everything I told you." And I said, "Yes, Irene, yes, I will." And I said to myself, "You just don't know what I'm going to tell Mara." So I go back to the room. Well, we always shared a room, Mara and myself.
A little warm water, please.
Thank you. And we didn't have beds. We had very narrow mattresses, despite all the cold. So in one corner was her corner. She was lying down. It's night now, you see. She's lying down with a little blanket right up to here, a lantern by her side. We didn't have electricity. Reading a book. So that's it. So I go up to the door, and I stand. That's all. No word with this thing. And she looks up at me over the book, just the two eyes. But in those eyes, I could see, you know, the twinkle was there. She didn't know how serious I was, what was going to happen. And we both burst out laughing.